Hey, and welcome to episode 11 of the Church of Spenceology podcast. My name is Spence, co-host of the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC in Las Vegas. We're on weekdays from 5 to 10 with Chet Buchanan, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The podcast is just a chance for me to expound upon whatever the hell I want to talk about. You know, the morning show, we have fun, we do the whole thing, but it's in little shorter segments, so I get to speak about things that maybe we can't talk about on the air, or not can't, but we choose to stay away from, like that orange face fella in the White House. We don't really go there because there's no, you know, no real need to talk about politics and stuff like that. So that's one example, although we're not talking about Mr. Trump at all today. But on today's episode, a couple of things. Number one, how church is like a timeshare presentation. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, before Hannity talked to her, I spent time with Roseanne Barr. We have an episode of 60 Seconds with Spence featuring Roseanne Barr in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk about my wife, who is a big fan of crime shows. She watches all of those A&E, all of them, all Cold Case Files, City Confidential. She has told me many times that she knows how to murder me and she can get away with it because she has such a vast knowledge of all of those crime shows. She told me a story that's going to blow your mind, how even though she had all of this knowledge about crimes and such, how she could have easily stepped into the trap of a serial killer. The story will make your hair stand up. I'm not kidding. So that is all headed your way on episode 11 of the Church of Spenceology podcast. This episode brought to you by Sea Cucumber Week on the Food Network.
Tired of the bloodlust that is Shark Week? Why celebrate a meat-eating ocean terrorist when there's a healthy vegetarian alternative like Sea Cucumber Week on Food Network? The glorious, peaceful sea cucumber, lounging and scrounging on the ocean floor, enjoying a feast of waste matter and dead stuff. Watch out for that sea urchin. He is not to be trusted. And Mr. Fish, don't you nip at sea cucumber, or he might expel his guts through his behind hole and ensnare and poison you. Does a real cucumber do this? No, he's not a real cucumber, but he looks like one, and he lives in the sea. Sharks, bad. Sea cucumbers? Good. Sea Cucumber Week, following a new episode of Peanut Butter and Jellyfish, only on Food Network.
It is episode 11 of the Church of Spenceology podcast. I live up in Summerlin South, and if you're Catholic, I'm sure you know this, but there's a new church in town right at the corner of Russell and Mesa Park, and it's I think it's Holy Spirit Catholic Church. It's right there next to Bishop Gorman High School. I was walking by there today, and it came to mind that maybe church is like a timeshare presentation. Now think about it. And by the way, I'm not talking bad about church or dismissing it whatsoever or anything else. So just take it easy. But it kind of is like a timeshare presentation because, you know, they're selling you on the afterlife. And they want to bring you in. They're going to give you a show. Come on, sit down. I'm going to put on a show for you. And they're going to try to sell you on the afterlife. And up front, there's a sales guy, and he's up there. He's passionate. He's making the sales pitch. He may or may not be on commission. I'm not Catholic. I don't know how it works, but he's up there trying to sell you on that mansion in the sky. You want a mansion in the sky, don't you? Of course you do. Everybody does. Sure you do. And he's speaking just with great vigor and great poetry of language. It's wonderful. And he doesn't want you to be left out, okay? Because everybody wants to be there. You know, and the membership is for eternity. So that's a good deal for a timeshare, right? And he says, you know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Pretty good to get your own slice of heaven. Amazing, right? And then he throws in that there might be a resort style pool, which that's a good selling point. So my wife and I, you know, we talk about it quite a bit. It sounds great. It really does, but it's a big decision. And, you know, we want to ask some more questions, right? And so we do. And he lists off a whole ton of stuff that we can't do. There's a whole bunch of rules, almost like the small print. There's a whole bunch of small print if we're going to take advantage of this, taking a slice of heaven in this timeshare thing. Giant list of stuff. And then he tells us that that we have to sit through the very same presentation every Sunday for the rest of our lives. And, you know, the two free show tickets, they promised to, it was a choir. Okay. It was a choir doing hymns. That's pretty much what it was. It was a choir doing hymns. So, you know, we discussed it. We did, you know, we appreciated everything. But in the end, we decided to go with Puerto Vallarta. And now, 60 Seconds with Spence. All right, we got Roseanne Barr on the Chet Buchanan Show. Hi, Roseanne.
Hello, hello.
So how long have you been completely nuts?
Forever.
Really? So why do you say that?
Because it is the truth.
Okay, well, I'd like
Roseanne to... Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, you are Roseanne.
I'm able to speak for myself.
Well, I would hope so. I'd like to bring up the classic film White Chicks.
Why, you ask?
Well, because this is... That's a photo of Marlon Wayans.
Oh.
And this is Tiffany Wilson, who he played in White Chicks. It's the same person.
What?
No, look at this.
I thought the bitch was white!
No, she's not...
Bitch! I thought the bitch was white!
No, she's... Okay, Roseanne on the Chet Buchanan Show. Yeah, 60 Seconds with Spence, with Roseanne Barr. And who knew she was not a fan of the Wayans brothers and the comedy classic White Chicks. I didn't know it. I did not know until I interviewed her. If you like 60 Seconds with Spence, we have other episodes up at spencetology.com, spencetology.com. There's interviews with James Comey, Alex Rodriguez, Bill Cosby, The Biebs, and others. It's spencetology.com for other episodes of 60 Seconds with Spence. This is episode 11 of the Church of Spencetology podcast, and my wife loves crime shows. She watches them nonstop. Everyone you can think of. Cold Case Files, City Confidential, American Justice, Lieutenant Joe Kenda, Homicide Hunter. That's one of my favorite ones because I understand I have to watch most of them as well. Deadly Vows. Oh, Murder Comes to Town. I'm not kidding. She, on the DVR, she has every crime show you can think of recorded, and she watches them religiously. She just loves it. And joking or not joking, she has told me many times, because of watching so many crime shows, she has said that she could murder me and get away with it. I believe her. I don't sleep well. What I find interesting about that is she told me a story that literally made the hair on my arm stand on end about a situation she got into that could have been a trap that a serial killer would set. Okay, so here's the scenario. She's walking to work at the Circus parking garage. Circus old style property. The parking garage is an older style parking garage. You know, lots of cement. But it's, I guess because it's older, it's a little spookier than a normal parking garage. Parking garages are kind of creepy to begin with. As she's coming up towards the front, she sees a van. And the van has a ramp that comes out the back. There's a gentleman in a wheelchair sitting at the base of the ramp. And he has some form of disability with his hands both hands, it's just not, they don't work as well as perhaps you would hope they would. But he's sitting there harmlessly. She's walking by harmlessly. And as she walks by, he asks, "Can you do me a favor?" And she, of course, says yes. He says, "Would you get my cigarettes and lighter out of the van for me?" And obviously, he can't do it. He must have forgotten to grab them on the way out of the van, and he'd have to take the electric wheelchair back up the ramp into the van. You know, you're going to help the guy out. In addition to him sitting there and his hand's not working so well, he has something on his, like a backpack that's sitting on his lap. So again, stranger, van, parking garage. Those are probably three elements of anything that could go wrong, you know, with a serial killer. So can you please get my cigarettes and lighter? She's okay. So she walks over to the passenger side of the van. And he goes, no, they're in the side pocket of the driver's side door. So instead, and I'm not sure why, instead of walking back and around the gentleman in his wheelchair and walking over to the driver's side of the vehicle to open the door and get the cigarettes, she steps onto the ramp and in to the back of the van. Understand, again, she watches crime shows constantly. She knows that this is how it works. This is how you get murdered, man. She tells me that she's not 2 feet inside the back of this van when the alarm goes off in her head. What are you doing? What are you doing in the back of this van? She starts to panic. She gets nervous. She gets a chill. She moves quickly to the front of the van. She grabs the cigarettes and then comes back out. And she's scared now. Now, the gentleman has done nothing. He's done nothing wrong. He's innocent. He's just a guy that needed help. So as she comes back down out of the van, she gives him the cigarettes. And he kind of fumbles with it and loses the backpack off of his lap. And it falls down. She bends down to pick it up. Again, what are you doing? Because, you know, in a serial killer scenario, the guy's not really handicapped. He's just waiting for you to trap you in the van or hit you over the head or whatever it might be. And then he goes, you forgot the lighter. Could you go back and get the lighter? And instead of stepping up into the van this time, she kind of hesitates and he's fumbling around a little bit. And he goes, oh, don't worry about it. The lighter's right here. So he says, thank you. She walks off. Are you kidding me? No, again, the guy did nothing. He was just wanted some help. She was just trying to help. But she climbed into the back of a stranger's van in a parking garage. Are you kidding me? Because think of it. Maybe he's got an accomplice. Maybe there's another guy around the other side of the car that's going to shut the door of the van or clock her on the head. Totally freaked me out. And she was amazed that how easily in trying to help, she just didn't think about it and stepped into the back of this van. And I had to laugh because she's telling the story and how she was 2 feet inside the van and totally recognize the scenario. I think the old classic movie Silence of the Lambs, didn't the one guy capture the senator's daughter? You know, the one that was in the well that finally stole Precious the dog and she was saved at the end of the movie. Didn't he trick her by trying to get her to help him move a couch or load a couch into a van or something like that? So this has been done, man. I don't know what lesson is to be learned by this. But I guess be aware of your surroundings, because even if you watch every crime show on the planet, you still could fall victim, man. Wow. The story still blows me away. That wraps up episode 11 of the Church of Spenstology podcast. It's on radio.com. Please subscribe, download, listen. Really appreciate it. Again, my name's Spence, co-host of the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC here in Las Vegas. And weekday mornings from 5 to 10, you can listen. Also, follow on Instagram, Twitter. That's at Spenstology, S-P-E-N-C-E-T-O-L-O-G-Y. If you like some of the songs or comedy bits I do, they're all available at Spenstology.com. Download and listen anytime you want. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the Church of Spenstology podcast. And on our way out, there's a brand new comedy on Fox coming soon that you'll want to enjoy. It's called KGBFFs. Take a listen. Have a great day. Thanks.
Tonight, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin star in Fox's new buddy comedy, KGBFFs.
He is a deplorable and he's a communist. That's why they are KGBFFs.
Hi, would you like something to drink?
Donald, would you like a white Russian?
I hope I do.
Not a white Russian. This white Russian.
Don't be stupid.
We're ready to make America giggle again with Fox's new comedy, KGBFFs.
There was meddling, our election, but that has been forgiven. They're not only presidents, they are best of friends. He has tiny hands and he rules with an iron fist. That's why they are KGBFFs.
That's why they are KGBFFs.
That's why they are KGBFFs.
This is my best friend.